We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one strength and health authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode. Hi there, and welcome to another terrific episode here on the Strong by Design podcast. I'm so grateful for this day.
Get so it? Grateful.
So grateful for this day. I'm grateful for my company today. I have two wonderful ladies with me here in the Critical Bench break room. And, you know, this is where a lot of us, when we do in-house podcasts, where we sit and hang out and have some great conversations, meaningful conversations. And that's what I want today's conversation among the three of us just to be one of where our listeners have some reflection and can walk away from this episode feeling grateful for all the blessings in their lives. And I just want to, it's something worth talking about, especially since it's, hey, by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, woohoo. Hey, before we get there, okay, one more thing, because this is how I usually, when I bring in the show, I do want to extend some gratitude and grateful for our listenership, our new listeners and our past listeners. So if you have been listening to the Strong by Design show for, you know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years now, thank you so much for coming back. Every episode offers something different because we go in all directions on the show. That's the meaning behind the name, Strong by Design. You are strong in the way that you design your life in all areas, right? In mind and body and spirit. So we cover just about just all those, you know, many different areas of our lives where we need to focus from time to time. And today, obviously, we're focusing on the blessings of in our life. But we just thank our listeners so much because this is a ministry for us. This is not a monetized show in any way. It's just a way to give back to all the terrific people who have been following our business, our mission here in really in the world of fitness and health. But the podcast is kind of can go in other areas, which is so great. And so we're grateful for you and thankful for you. And please share this conversation with someone. Once we get to the end, hit that little three dots if you're listening on iTunes. And it's a quick couple touches there or taps, and you can share this episode or you know, send it over to a family member maybe or a close friend who could benefit from this conversation. If you're a new listener, well, thank you for finding our show. I think you'll really enjoy the conversation today with my two co-workers and colleagues and friends, Samantha Harrison.
Hello.
And Kristen Dixon.
Hi.
A rookie, a first-timer on Strong by Design.
Correct.
Correct. How's it feel? how do you like the headphones?
I like it. To be honest, I'm a little nervous yet excited at the same time.
Okay. Well, good. Nothing to be nervous about, right?
Right.
You know, just a couple of...
It's a conversation couple of, with like, headphones on.
Right. Just a conversation. Right. Like we normally do.
There
here
we go.
At the office, you know, just to hear each other better.
Right.
But it does, it actually makes it more fun to talk with these on versus just like a regular microphone in front of you. Once you can like have the amplification in your ears and stuff, it really makes you feel like you're part of doing something important, right? And that's why we like the show, doing this, you know, in person versus the virtual experience that we've all been dealing with for the last year and a half, which is still great. But it's nothing like in-person podcasting. So first, obviously, this episode is about gratitude, the importance of it, where it is in our lives, how important it is for us to recognize it, to make it part of our daily living. And I just wanted to go between the two of you, maybe what it means to you when you think of that word, how would you personally define it, and you know, maybe something that you do in your life to to prompt it or to put yourself in a place of gratitude. Sam, why don't I start with you so Kristen can, you know, get over her her butterflies.
Sure. I guess for me, gratitude, there's a whole bunch of different meanings and emotions that come along with it. But like when I first hear the word gratitude, like heartwarming moments are really kind of what like come to mind first. Like the other day I was putting my kid to bed, my youngest, she's just about to be 8. And as I'm walking out of the door, she's like, "I love you, mommy. You're the best. You're the best mommy ever." Like there's nothing better than hearing your kid express their gratitude for you. And it makes you feel so grateful for the blessing of that child and, you know, everything that they bring to your life. And now I'm trying not to cry. This is bad. Okay.
No, it's okay. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yeah.
It's just overwhelming sometimes. And, like as far as being in seasons where it's hard to recognize gratitude within your own life or in the world around you. One thing that I do that's really helped me, just something as simple as if I'm driving or if I just, you know, I just got out of my car or getting into my car, just stepped outside for whatever reason, I just look at the trees and the sun or the cloud, whatever is in nature, and I just embrace it, embody it, like just let the sun warm me up. Or if it's chilly, I experience everything that's happening in that moment and just acknowledge it, take a deep breath in and then take it, just let it all out and just say thank you out loud. And it's something about that out loud words that just kind of fills your heart and just like brings new life back into you and just makes you really grateful for everything that you're going through, everything that's good, everything that's bad. It just brings you back to reality and just a place of gratefulness for your life. And
I love that.
It's
great.
Yeah.
And it's the two ways that God reveals himself to us. It's not, you know, everyone goes to the Bible, to the Bible, to the Bible. I'm like, he revealed himself in nature to us long before the Bible. You know, that's that connection to like life, right? It's like when you're outside and you feel that sun and that breeze. Or I feel that way oftentimes when, I mean, obviously we're blessed to live in Florida where we have beautiful sunshine all the time, right? And beautiful water, you know, beaches everywhere and stuff. But sometimes the best place I feel is like when we go up into the mountains or something when we're on vacation in like North Carolina and that crisp air and, you know, being outside like in the woods and those moments of quiet or where you, maybe you're up before everybody else and, you can hear the wind through the trees. You can hear birds. You can hear, it's just, there's something about it and breathing that air. Like you said, it's just like, wow. And then I love what you did. You said, and then to say something out loud, like, thank you, God, or something like that, it just makes it feel more real versus just it being all in your head.
Right.
To actually vocalize it.
Right.
Like, you could be alone, but it's still like, I feel like such a presence or a powerful something bigger than me right now. Like, I feel like I'm in a great place, and I just want to express that. Like, that was awesome, by
that
the way.
That was.
I thank you for, like, you know, holding it together too. Like, I know it's like, it's emotional.
It does. It gets really emotional really fast. It kind of took me by surprise. I was like, okay, well,
yeah,
here we go.
that's a good thing. Yeah. What about you, Kristen?
Gratitude for me is definitely like a feeling and an emotion. It's the little things. Sometimes I think, you know, to kind of pick you off what you said, like, you know, when you're by yourself and whether that's taking the moment to think, I think nowadays though, it kind of goes amiss. Like you work, even in workplaces or in general in life, like you're doing so much, but maybe like taking that moment to even acknowledge someone else, like, hey, like I know, like I saw what an awesome job you did and acknowledge that and giving them gratitude, like it goes a long way. And it's that feeling and the emotion that you get, like, hey, like you did a good job. Or like, just like you said, with nature, when I went up for my brother's wedding, like, you know, nature and what God gave you, everything is just, it's beautiful and you're grateful for everything. when I went to Wyoming that time, you just forget how breathtakingly beautiful and how grateful you are to like just have that moment and to be surrounded and stuff like that. So for me, gratitude comes in all different forms. And sometimes we just have to slow down a bit to acknowledge it and to really like embrace it and show others that. Because I think, as you know, today, everything's busy and hectic. We forget to take those moments. And I think those little moments that we have, it's the most important we can do.
It totally is. Totally is. That's good. And yeah, that's God's country out there. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't get much bigger or more beautiful than that.
Yeah.
Montana, Wyoming, like just untouched by man, and so many, everywhere you look, it's just like, oh my gosh, no one's ever like walked over there before. You know what I mean? Like there's just, it's so, and I've only experienced it like once when I was 12 on a, I was on a motorcycle trip with my father, and I wish I could go back and like experience it as like a grown man, like I did as a, you know, but you just don't appreciate it the same way, I think, when you're younger. But when you're older, it's just like, wow, awe, and it's so good. But, and then like you said, recognizing it and extending it in small ways to the people in your life. And how many missed opportunities. That, see, unfortunately, that's where my head goes so much.
Sure.
It's like, how many times could I have or should I have, and I didn't? And darn it, you know? But then we're also so hard on ourselves, you know, like we have to give ourselves grace in those moments. But the little things, like how about when somebody like in traffic, like wants to let you in?
Oh my, isn't that nice when they do that? I like the biggest thank you. Because I'm like, thank you.
And it's like, I wish I could get out of my car and just come over and give you a handshake or something. Thank you. The 38 cars just was like, I didn't even notice me. But you're special. Like, and it's nice to do it. Then it's funny. It feels good to do that for someone else because you're that guy now. You're that girl now that like let them in or, and they put, and they're like, and they, thank you so much. It's like, yeah, I see you. Like, and I see that you're never going to get in unless somebody like gives you a chance.
Right.
Especially with the way traffic has been. What is going on? Is it getting worse?
It's worse. I think COVID traffic is a thing of the past. And now we're back into full-blown Tampa holiday, snowbirds. Everybody's here. Everybody moved down here from other states. And it's
like,
just bad.
Like in the last 2-3 months, like it's really getting bad. Yeah. I mean, it's taking me 30 minutes to go 4 miles to drop my kids at school.
Yeah.
It used to take half that. And then, you know, and then we had moved. So we moved from the south side. Talking about gratitude, I was, should have been more grateful where I lived. I was just south of the school. So we would, I would pull out of the community I lived in and drive like 0.2 miles and then park at the community library and then walk to school. It was great. Avoided the car line, avoided all that stuff. It was literally a 2-minute ordeal just to go and park and then walk. Now I'm on the north side of the school coming in the southbound crazy traffic, and to go 4 miles, it takes literally, and if you miss the window, if I don't leave the house at 8 and I leave at 8:10, like, okay, now you've just,
you threw it all off.
You've thrown everything out of whack. So like my wife, is, I'm not known for being timely. It's okay. It's, I'm okay. I've made progress.
You have.
I mean, show some gratitude over here. I've made some progress, but no, I still have work to do.
Our team would like to thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. And if you're enjoying today's show, please share this episode with at least one friend or family member who will benefit from this message. And please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. That's strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
So I think you've both done a really nice job of like kind of sharing how important this is in your life, in big ways, in small ways, right? So what are some things, you know, that our listeners can do to help them find this gratitude, this, and recognize it. And they're like, what, like, what's a simple thing that they can start to do maybe when they get up in the morning or something? Like, I like to just think of like reflection, or journaling, or something that like puts you in the right mindset, like to start your day. Do you have any tips or tricks or anything that you've done that, that you know works?
For me, it's all about like staying positive, like when I get up. And then too, as I tell many people, like if you heard me or see me around, when I talk to them about their day, my first thing is like, I'm just grateful that I'm awake. Like that's the first thing, like, cause that's when you wake up, I'm grateful for that. And then like, I keep that positive attitude throughout the whole day, because I think by staying positive, you recognize those moments of gratitude and you're able to also accept them.
Right. More willing to accept it and notice it when it's presented or when it's
correct.
Yeah. It's really hard to see those things in others when you're just got the stinking thinking and you just like, kind of blinders on of like, this day sucks and, you know, nothing's going my way. So you're not going to really be open or receptive to, I think, those positive moments in your life or the blessings that are right there in front of you.
Right. And when you have those moments like you're talking about, and I think it happens to all of us, having those people in your corner, though, that can help lift you up to kind of get you back on track is like where you also need to put the gratitude towards. Because I've had, I'm not going to lie, there's days where I'm like, oh, okay, this is not, I've already started the day and I'm like,
yes.
If this is how it starts, this is not going to go well today.
Right.
But then I have people in my life, they're like, it's going to be okay. And they remind me of all like the little things, or they'll help me out with like certain things. And then I'll be like, you know what? Thank you so much for that. And that takes a load off me. And I'm just like, whew, okay, now I can get through this day. It's going to be okay. Mm. One thing at a time.
Mm. Yeah. Sam?
I mean, I would say something similar, maybe something else. Like you mentioned journaling or like reflecting. I would love to do that. I don't have, my morning is like get up, get kids ready, get out the door. We have an hour drive in the morning. So like there's no time to sit and write for 5 minutes.
I know. But maybe when you get, maybe even once you get to the office after.
Yeah, I know. I try to do that. And then Mike's like, hey, can you do this? Hey, everything starts off running. But I will say because I have such a pretty drive in the morning, like looking at the things again, back to nature, it plays a big role in my life. Just like looking around is a beautiful sunrise, you know, look at these trees and the blue sky and the green trees and the blue water. It's just so pretty. Even things like this morning, my youngest came in and wanted me to do her hair for her. And like, I try to really appreciate those moments because they're disappearing as the years go by. Right. Like just take that in and just be grateful in that moment. And then the days where I'm like really struggling, going back to what you said about like kind of complimenting others for, you know, a great job or whatever. Even something as simple as going through the Starbucks line and complimenting the barista on like, hey, I love your nail polish. I like your shirt. I just complimenting them on anything. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right.
It lifts them up, but then it also it returns that joy and brings you up as well.
It does. It feels good to be nice.
Right.
And to make someone's day.
Right.
And you can see it in their face. Like, they might not be having a great day. Maybe they're in the bad place. Maybe, you know, maybe the hectic morning, or they got bad news or something. Or you don't know what's going on in anyone else's life. We're so quick to judge, aren't we?
Right.
And
if you're having a bad day,
like
looking, you know, outside of yourself to compliment somebody else just turns kind of everything around, really.
It does. And it's amazing how we can go from like kind of a bad mental state, like everything can change really like a light switch if we just let it. And because we live with this stress and anxiety and worry and concern and you know, I got so much to do and so little time to do it, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to this, that, or the other. And then it's like you can't do everything at once,
right?
So just take a breath and just be like, what's one thing that makes you feel great? What's one blessing in your life? Who's a person that just like, if they weren't in your life, your life wouldn't be the same. And so I wrote down like just some thing, like simple questions. What am I grateful for today? What person, what place, like my work maybe, or, you know, or a vacation place that's so special that I'm grateful for, my home, you know, something like that. The purpose in my life, like, what I feel like my purpose is in life, and or my talents or gifts that seem like God-given, right? Like I seem like these are things that just are so natural to me, right? Like to be grateful for those things on mm-hmm. a regular basis, and then who can you show the gratitude to today? And mm-hmm. there's so many different ways to show it in person, like you said, to a stranger, mm-hmm. to your parent by just stopping by the house or something, or calling them, or sending a message to them of some kind, or you know, a thank you note to somebody randomly. You know, there's so many different ways to do it.
Sure.
And then just the thought of like knowing what that'll do for the person once they receive it, that's always fun too,
it
right?
Mm-hmm.
I love getting those messages sometimes when you get somebody like thanking you or something for something. And it's just like, wow, that was such a small thing on my end, but so meaningful. And a blessing on their end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they were having the worst day of their lives, but you just changed everything for them in that moment. So pretty awesome. I wanted to touch on some scripture. Obviously, so if you have like a Bible app, which I do, and I just type the word gratitude in, it's just like just a million like lines of scripture, right, all over the Bible of different things. I just wanted to read a couple of things that just sound so great. From Psalms 118:24, this is the day which Jehovah hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's just simply like you said, being grateful for your life when you wake mm-hmm. up in the morning. Like, I got 2 feet on the ground. I'm breathing. Yep. I have my health. It's like, I'm grateful for this. It's
yeah, for getting that another day.
Right, for having another day, mm-hmm. you know? Because a lot of people fighting
correct.
For that day mm-hmm. and, you know, and would give anything for it, right? More time.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 136:1, oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. There's obviously so many. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. There's just so much. I'm just scrolling and it's just a million things. Luke 2:13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. I think, and I'll hear Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. It's just, there's so many moments in the Bible where it's praise, but it's gratitude. And that's what I want to kind of distinguish between the two. Like when you think of praise, praise is like for our Creator, right? But praise and gratitude really kind of work together, right? Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
when you're showing or extending gratitude to someone, you're praising them. You're lifting them up for being part of your life, for their existence. You're acknowledging them. And I think that's goes so missed. Like you said, the stress
yep.
and the busyness and the fast pace of life, we forget the simplest things. Can be the most meaningful.
Correct.
And just acknowledging someone. How about when like you're on a walk or something or whatever, and you just acknowledge somebody
yes.
that you don't know, and that makes them feel better. Or when you get acknowledged, maybe your head's down and you're kind of, and you get somebody that's like passing by and they're like, oh, hi, how are you? And it's just like, oh, I've been noticed. I'm not invisible. Mm-hmm. You right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I remember years ago, Mike and I were walking together around his old neighborhood in Feathersound, and I've always been that guy that oftentimes like looks for eye contact to say hi to people when I'm walking, and if they don't acknowledge me back, like sometimes I'll be kind of like a little bit of a sourpuss about it, right? And Mike's like, why do you have that, like, if you don't get it back from them, like, just be grateful, just show it.
Right.
Regardless of like, don't have an expectation for them. And I'm like, I thought about that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like,
mm-hmm.
everybody's different. Again, maybe someone's out clearing their head. They got bad. They got a tough, busy day at work. They just want to be alone in their own thoughts and aren't looking to like make a friend on their walk.
Hey, even the walkers, not them, but like some of the runners, I always feel bad because I'm always like, hey, and I'm like, ooh, they're probably busy. Like they're using all their oxygen right now. I'm like, right? I saw a wave. I'll do like a wave now.
Right, like just head nod. Air five, you know, I know what you mean. You feel like you're going to mess up their rhythm.
I've done it. And then someone will actually say it back. And when they do, when they're running, I'm like, oh my God, mom. I'm like, did you see that? They actually said thank you and they're running. I'm like, to me, that's a big thing. I don't know why, because I feel like it's taking an extra step when they're running because of all the oxygen that they're using to run.
Right. I mean, there's a focus to it, you know, to like staying in that right mindset and that groove that you don't want to break their rhythm, their stride. Right. And I know exactly what you mean. So what's it feel like when gratitude's not around? If it's not in your life, like describe what that life looks like.
It's empty and dark, and
I think it's less meaningful in certain ways. Like in certain things you do, you go through it, but then like, why am I doing it if I'm not going to get at least once in a while, like not saying all the time, but once in a while, like, hey, good job. Like you're actually, you're doing right. You're doing on track. I think that helps like solidify what you're doing, that you're on the right path, that what you're doing is, you know, what's needed and that it's not going unacknowledged. Because if you do that at some point, then you're like, well, they're not noticing.
Right.
What's the point of doing it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going over and beyond.
Right.
Sure.
So do you feel like maybe like a lack of importance or purpose or, right? I mean, if you're not extended gratitude, whether it's at home, in the workplace, or anywhere, how about at the grocery store, right? If you get a clerk or whatever who really could care less about you being there, doesn't have any pleasantries whatsoever, is kind of like, I said the word sourpuss because I think we can all be, I know I can. I could be like the highest of highs and like annoyingly positive and like talkative and, you know, like whatever positive, you know, all these things. But I can also be like the mirror version of Chris, like, and people will even be like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on with you today? Like, you're not yourself.
And I think people notice and then they're like, well, okay, what do I need to do? Like, because then they're unsure. I feel like sometimes, especially if you're the one that kind of leads the charge in things, because I feel just like you, I've gotten that sometimes. And like, if I'm just more quiet, people are like, what's wrong? Like, I promise. Maybe I just didn't sleep enough or, you know, there was something going on. So it just threw me off like for the day, but I'll get that sometimes. And I'm just like, oh, I promise. And then I have to consciously be like, okay, let's bring it back.
You know, you recognize you need to shake it. Like, get rid of it. Like, this is not helping. This is not serving me well at all. Like,
right.
But I love that what they say is that you can't be depressed and grateful at the same time. They're opposite emotions. Mm-hmm. They really are. Like, you can't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for all my blessings in my life while you're also at the same time depressed and sad. It's kind of like you kind of got to pick, right? Not to say that we all don't have reason sometimes to be depressed or sad. Like, it's an emotion. It comes. It's natural. It's one of the many emotions that we have in life, but you don't want to stay in it.
Sure.
And so I think finding the gratitude and the blessings, we need to remind ourselves, like, on a daily, it's funny how we just forget. That's why it is like, so if we don't journal it, we don't have the time, right? And I get it. I'm the same way. Could I get up 5 or 10 minutes earlier? Yeah, my wife will tell you, like probably half an hour earlier. get your arse friggin' ready so that you can like be ready and then you get the kids ready and then you go. Don't, you know, anyway, but we can find, I think, a moment in our day at some point. Maybe it's not first thing, but at some point in our day where we can at least think about it or write it down or go for a walk and talk it out loud to ourselves, right? Or listen to some music that makes us feel great while we're on our walk, you know, Bluetooth it or whatever, and give ourselves, I think we deserve to give ourselves 5 minutes of that every day, because I think that five minutes of gratitude can really kind of changed the whole course of our day.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. To help our show reach more listeners just like you, please let us know how we've changed your life by leaving a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. That's strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
What I've also done, and I haven't done it as good in the last few weeks as I typically do, but I'll do gratitude before I go to bed. Like just it's just prayer is all it is, but it's prayer of thanking God for all the blessings. Mm-hmm. And I'll just kind of like Rolodex through like all the different blessings in my life. So I fall asleep in gratitude, and I try to do that as often as I can. And typically I do, it helps me fall right to sleep because I just feel at peace. Mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of us, my wife, oftentimes it's like she's trying to think about all the things that she needs to do the next day. And I'm like, honey, what are you going to do about it? You're in bed, mm-hmm. 10 o'clock at night, 10:30. Like you can't tackle all those things right now. So it's better just to reflect on all the good stuff and fall asleep with that, rather than fall asleep with all the garbage and all the undone stuff, right? That sure. That click, is that anything you've ever tried, or do you have a ritual for like falling asleep in peace?
Mine is I pray every morning and pray every night.
Okay.
So like for me, that's kind of like my time, like where I'll be like thankful for stuff, but then also like pray for like different things or different people. If they need that, that's like my moment morning and night to kind of do that.
Sam, anything like that? Well, we know the mornings out of.
Well, no, I mean, the morning, my morning is when I'm driving.
When driving, yeah.
Like, because that's just the time that I have. Yeah. And there are certain points in the drive where, like, it's overwhelming and, like, I'm intentional about, like, thinking, you know, about what's going on and what I'm grateful for. But falling asleep, like I hit the pillow, I'm done. Like
you want to pass that on to me because that doesn't happen over here.
I know my husband either. He hates me. He's like, why can't I go to sleep?
I could be so tired and my brain is not shutting down.
Yeah, no, I go hard all day. I hit the pillow, I'm out. I don't even think about anything.
It's great, isn't it?
It really
I'm
is.
The same way. My daughter's the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll be like, hey, honey, that was great story that you just read. You did good. I think it's time for, you know, lights out. She'll be like, okay. And it's like, good night, Daddy. Good night, yeah.
Man.
She is instantly like asleep. It's like a switch. It's the funniest thing. My son, just like my wife. Nope, I'm going to lay here. I'm going to have anxiety about this, that, or the other. He's amazing. I love it. He's super smart and he's everything like I could ever want in a son. But he's so much like my wife where I think he has trouble turning off his brain at the end of the day. Where I guess I probably don't have much to turn off. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think some of us are wired differently, you know, where like I just have like one switch and I'm done. Other people have like a whole bunch of switches that got to get.
I don't think all mine shut off then, because
I think right. That's why I know you've talked about not being. It's a huge part of this though, is like getting that good restful sleep. And
when I do get a good night's sleep, I am so grateful for that. I actually am like, oh my gosh, like I'm very grateful for a full night's. And you can tell like when your body needs and you finally get one. I'm just like, thank you God,
thank you
like,
God for that sleep. I know, man. It's huge, and you know it only becomes more increasingly important in this crazy world that we live in where our, you know, our minds need that break, that like downtime, you know, it's so super important. I mean, I got to take my own advice because I sleep great. The trouble is I kind of push it too late. I stay up too late trying to get more stuff done or enjoy some solo time, you know? Once the kids go to bed, it's kind of like, oh, now's my time to like have some daddy time, watch some football or, you know, whatever I'm doing. So obviously we've talked about the importance of it, where it needs to show up. It needs to be a daily, we need to remind ourselves of this daily. Is there what's the one thing when I say, Kristen, what are you most grateful for besides just being alive? What's the one thing that really comes to mind that you're like, oh, I'm so grateful for this in my life?
Easy. It's my family.
It's your family.
Yeah. I couldn't do anything. Like, for example, when I was like 3 years ago and I broke my arm, my parents lived in California at the time and I was here in Florida. And so I found out I had to have surgery for the arm. So I was able, I did have family in Orlando. Within a like a flip of a switch, I called them because I could not drive because the arm was useless.
Right.
So they came over, spent the day, helped me do my errands. And like those little things, and besides my parents taking the time and like flying out, like my dad surprised me because I thought it was just going to be my mom that was going to come down, because at the time he was on a big, big project.
Oh, wow.
He came down for the surgery as well. So like those little moments, having my brother and sister close, like we're all very tight knit because I've moved around a lot. My family is my core and I am so grateful for them and for the things that they helped me get through, because without them, I couldn't get through the day, I don't think, easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And are they all close now, or at least your parents?
My parents close. And my sister moved here.
Right.
My brother is still with his wife in Indiana.
Okay.
But we are all very close.
Yes.
So like they're coming down for the holidays and stuff like that. So it'll be nice to have them. But like we talk daily to the point that sometimes my mom literally be like, I have nothing left to say to you. Like you can go now off the phone. Cause I'm like, I'm literally going, so what you doing? She's like, you just call me like 10 minutes. I'm like, I know, but I'm bored. Like, and she's like, and I'm like, I'm grateful for those little moments because I know that a lot of people don't get those opportunities or have right. those moments anymore.
Right.
So for me, my family, talking to my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my aunts and uncles, like that is for me what I'm so thankful for and grateful for throughout my life, that I still have that right now.
Yeah, that's right. It is. I'm glad that you get to live in that and like recognize it every single day.
Yes.
And I know. I've lost a lot of family members over in recent years. And it's, you know,
you just cherish everything.
You do, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want the people listening right now, it's like they're, I know for most of us, it's going to be a person or people that we cerish most, that we are most grateful for. Sam, who is it for you?
I would say my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you see a different world when you have kids. Like you see them experience the things that you've experienced and you get to like relive that same childhood joy, but through them. It's hard to explain when you don't have kids, but like it's just... they make me grateful to be alive.
Yeah. It's purpose. It's like you feel honored to be able to be their mom.
Right.
And you're raising two really important human beings and like what their impact will be in the world.
Right.
And it's like it's your life, but it's being lived by someone else, right? I mean, it's just because there's such a bond and a connection there.
Right.
It's like hard to kind of see the separation, you know? It's like, when it's family for sure. It's family. It's hard to put to name one person in particular or something. But I mean, I think like with my son, I'm getting to coach him in baseball, you know, and I've been doing that for years now and years, and all the moments where we've just stayed late at the field, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there because I'm having fun. I'm with my son and he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And you know, we have such a connection. And I just love, he's 10 years old and he's excited that we're going to go on the North Pole Express to go see Santa in December, you know, like he's still all in, you know, I cherish that. And cause one day he's going to be like, Dad, this Santa guy, that's just like a guy named Henry who lives, you know, down the road who has a nice beard. I'm like, yeah, I know, buddy. But he's still like bought into it because, you know, that's just the type of environment that my wife and I have wanted to foster in our home is like anything is possible type stuff. Like he really thinks like he's going to either be in a space shuttle or will like in some way be part of space travel, like going to Mars or something. He's smart. He loves math. I'm like, buddy, you're doing all the right stuff right now to like go mm-hmm. there, to do that stuff. This is a very, I want him to believe in those big things, those sure. big life things, right? And that's important. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for him. And of course, my daughter, who's hilarious, she's just like me. She's an actress and very emotional. And, and my unbelievably strong wife, who's in nursing school right now, like going to have a whole new career here in the next year, and is so smart and such a hard worker. And, you know, it's just for the, without these people, I'm a different man, 100%. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for the man I am and all the challenges and the difficulties. And you alluded to this way back in the beginning, but I just want to touch on before we wrap up, is that it's not always the mountaintops where we should show the gratitude, but it's also in the valleys, mm-hmm. in those challenges and those obstacles, because those are the things that toughen us up and strengthen us and build and grow us and change us. And we need to be grateful for those opportunities, hard as they are, but recognize like, man, if I didn't go through that hard thing, I wouldn't be here right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what it took
right.
to get here, right? So I think that was great. I'm grateful for both of you.
Grateful for you.
For being here, for being in the building, for our days together here at the office and stuff. And I know every day here is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But we find a way to make it fun, I think. And so I know we're all grateful for the opportunities that we have here at Critical Bench and stuff. And well, thank you again for joining me for a conversation. Happy Thanksgiving again.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your time with your families. Mm-hmm. Please yep. overeat.
And always.
And, yeah. And have leftovers for 4 days afterwards. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's more fun, the first day or like the third day?
No, the leftovers, because when you cook it, I think it's always better.
I know.
Yeah.
I think so. The reheat.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always good. You take your favorites of all the things like from day one. And yeah, it's great. So at this time, listeners, please hit that 5-star rating and leave us a review on any platform where you listen to this podcast. It really helps. And we so appreciate it. We are grateful for that. If mm-hmm. you would do that, it really does help move us up and become more recognized in the world of podcasting. Go ahead and share this episode now as well with someone who could benefit from reflection and moments of gratitude and thinking about all the blessings that we have in our lives. And I always think in my prayer before I go to bed is, I have so many blessings, I couldn't count them all.
Correct.
You know, it's just they're like the stars. And so it just so appreciate this opportunity to be on this podcast and to talk about stuff like this that really is so meaningful in our lives. So have a great, great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the people that are most special to you. Enjoy that time together. And we look forward to another episode next week. As always, here on the Strong by Design podcast, have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.